on the Georgia Southern Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, this is Inside Georgia Southern Football with Coach Chad Lunsford. Brought to you by Morris Bank. It pays to bank blue. Ford, go further. And by Statesboro Transfer. Now, live from Eagle Creek Brewing Company, this is Inside Georgia Southern Football. Here is your host, Danny Reed.
Eagle Nation, it's great to see you again here at Eagle Creek Brewing Company. This is Inside Georgia Southern Football on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Great crowd again tonight. We appreciate you all braving the traffic from the fair and the parade. The fair is starting up in the Kiwanis Ogeechee Fairgrounds. Going to be here all week, so be sure to take part in that. It's also homecoming week here in Statesboro with activities taking place all across town, especially on campus. We're going to get you set for Georgia Southern against New Mexico State this evening. Eagles looking for three straight wins, stepping outside of conference play and trying to get over 500 on the year. Currently at 3-3, 2-1 in conference play after a triple overtime thriller last Saturday, what turned out to be a Saturday evening, 30-27 over Coastal Carolina after Wesley Kennedy's four-yard touchdown run in the third OT. You can call it the Nestor Bowl, the Poncho Party, the Mo Bamba Show, whatever you want to. What's important, Georgia Southern got the dub, 2-1 in league play, and taking down Coastal to go to 5-1 overall against the Chanticleers. We're going to cover that. We're going to talk New Mexico State. We're also going to meet a couple of our Eagles. A couple of seniors are here tonight. Defensive lineman Trevor Vleem and wide receiver Mark Machado are in the house. So we're going to talk with them during our fourth segment. If you'd like to get involved, as always, you can do so here on our Facebook live feed. You can also text us at 912-274-3607 or send us a tweet with your question or comment at GS Sports Network. Well, now I feel like I can't even introduce you.
You asked me who was higher up than me last week.
I didn't need that. I didn't need the answer to that.
I forgot.
Okay.
So I figured I better make up for it this week.
Eagle Nation, if you would anyway, give it up for head coach Chad Lunsford. So it took three overtimes. You had to do it in the rain. Where would you rank that experience?
It's up there because that was one that was very exciting, one that a lot of suspense and a lot of different things in it. I think a lot of it had to do with, we're not used to having a 3 p.m. kickoff, so we were kind of used to the time that we were actually playing overtime, so we felt like maybe just get it there and, do something we're used to.
You said this earlier today at your press conference. Ideally, you'd like to get it done in regulation, but the fact that you've won a double overtime game and a triple overtime game in back-to-back contests, what do you continue to find out about this version of Georgia Southern football?
Well, so what we're trying to do as a program, we're trying to build a program based off our plan to win. And one of our deals at the end is obviously the finish piece. If you go back and look since fortunate enough to become the head coach halfway through 2017 season, you go back and look, that's something that we haven't been really great at, the finish piece. And so that's something that we've challenged them with throughout the offseason, and we challenged them with through this season, obviously. And so for us to be able to do that back-to-back weeks and finish and win it in the end and put the thing away, I think that's what has been taught to our guys now, that we can do that. Not just know we can do it, but believe we can do it. And I think that's what's happened the last 2 weeks. That puts us in a position anytime we're in a dogfight that we know how to finish and win.
You said this, Lane Ecton said this, Shai said this after the game, we're built for this. And it's not necessarily winning 10 games last year, but it's also losing 10 games the year before to show you everything that's available to happen, give you all these experiences, and still somehow you find a way to grind these games out.
Yeah, and, we talk about learning from the past, and so I look at it like this. I mean, there's just so many valuable lessons you win or you get from each ball game you play. Whether you win or lose, you get valuable lessons that if you will take and move on from it when you're in that situation again, you can excel at it. When I started this thing about, and I didn't start it, but just when we started using the mantra of good to great, you know, it wasn't about, okay, we won 10 games last year, let's go win 11. Of course we want to do that. We want to win them all. And that's our goal, is to go win every single game we play. But it's the things that we do, the foundation that we build, the things that we believe in. How can we go from good to great in all those areas? And so, you know, to be able to do that. And, again, do I want to – no, I don't want to go into triple overtime. I want to finish games, and I want to – I don't want there to be any doubt left on that field that we should be the winners. And we're constantly striving for that. But if we do get in those type of situations, we do need to know that we can win it. We need to believe that we're going to win it.
You went into this pretty much knowing that it was going to rain at some point, ended up raining just about the entire game. What impact did that specifically have on what you guys were trying to do, having seen everything and digested all of it?
You know, I'm going to say this, and I said this in the press conference today. I was very impressed with both teams and how they handled the adverse conditions. For there only to be two turnovers in that game, and, you know, to really protect the football. And nobody was really beating themselves. And they were all – I mean, it was a clean game. It was a clean game when you look at it. I think that says a lot about both football teams. My, you know, whatever with Coastal, but, you know, at least hats off to them. They played hard, and they played as good as they could play to try to win that. They, you know, they raised their level to play their best game against Georgia Southern, and hats off to them. But so did our guys. Our guys constantly kept playing and understanding that we were going to be limited in some of the things we could call and do just because of the weather. But they never flinched. They never looked at it as as something they couldn't overcome. And I thought that was pretty impressive by them.
All the time we hear people talk about, okay, it's 60 minutes of football. You've got to be able to lock in for 60 minutes. But these last 2 weeks it's been decidedly more than 60 minutes. So what has given this team that extra edge to win double overtime games, to win triple overtime games?
Well, first and foremost, it's going to be their mental toughness. When you hear Shy say, we're built for this, and that is all the past experiences. It's all the things that a lot of these guys on this football team have gone through to know, you know, there's no adversity that's going to beat us. We're going to control what we can control, and then we're going to go do it. Secondly, you know, I think you got to give a lot of credit to our strength staff. Our guys are in shape. Our guys are strong. And then you can tell that by the way they're finishing football games because, you know, I was meeting with Doc Spurgeon today and we were talking about the three overtimes, just how much our guys amped it up even more, how much harder they continue to play. And that's a testament to them being in shape and being strong.
One thing I got to attribute that to, and I'm hoping that many of you in this room were able to be part of this, and we knew it was going to be probably a reduced crowd with the amount of weather that was hitting the area, but when the overtimes took place, it was funny watching most of the home side get up from one area and go all the way to the other area or go from one area all the way to the other. That had to be something that you guys felt.
Yeah, no question. I'm going to tell you, I know the crowd wasn't as big as we normally have at a home game, but I'm telling you, there was a lot of noise. There was a lot of energy. It just felt right. You know, I don't even know what the numbers was, but, I mean, it was loud. It was loud at the right times. Our guys felt it. We felt it, and we were very appreciative of what the fans did in that game.
Take a question off of our Twitter feed before we go to our first time out. Lance asking, Coach, does the weather we had Saturday and possibly this weekend, too, affect the way you call the game offensively, defensively, and special teams?
You got to look at it, especially on offense. You got to be very strategic about the things that we do. You know, a couple times we got under center during the game. You know, you have to get in a rhythm of taking the snap under center, you know, and then your handoffs. You know, everything's different from the gun and being under center. You know, so we called it a couple times. We had the mishap on one, you know, between Shy and JD with the mesh. So you got to be thinking about that. You got to be thinking about how comfortable the quarterback is with gripping the ball to be able to throw the ball. You know, the different pass routes that we would call, you know, you got to be thinking about that. Where, you know, with a wet ball, what do we do best when throwing the ball? On defense, I don't know if it really matters as far as the rain goes, but I think it will matter if it's raining this week because New Mexico State is more of a pass-oriented team. You know, so we definitely would have to be mindful of how they would change things to accommodate that. special teams. I think it is important because, a couple things. We had some shift stuff in place where we shifted guys on punt. Sometimes we shift our formation on field goal. We decided not to do that because the longer you take, the more rain that's hitting the ball for the snapper to be able to snap the ball. So you got to take all that into account and make sure, because you want to play a clean game.
We'll take a look back a little bit deeper at Coastal following this timeout. A little bit later on, we'll hear from Mark Michaud and Trevor Vleem, and then we'll take a look at New Mexico State this weekend for homecoming. This is Inside Georgia Southern Football, live from Eagle Creek Brewing Company on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Eagles fans have a lot to be passionate about, like their team and their truck. Whether it's work or play, Ford F-150 makes tough jobs look easy. That's why it's the best-selling truck in Georgia, and Ford F-Series, the number one selling truck in America 42 years straight. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer, official sponsor of the Georgia Southern Eagles. Based on IHS market total, U.S. new vehicle registrations for the standard full-size pickup segment, RYTD, February 2019.
Hello, Eagle fans. For many years, you've heard that Knox knocks them out. Well, that's because it's true. With decades of experience, nobody knows pests and termites like Knox Pest Control. And just like the Eagles' offense, the Knox experts respond with speed. In addition to their soonest possible same or next day service, your satisfaction with Knox Pest Control is 100% guaranteed with pest, termite, mosquito, wildlife, and bed bug control. To learn more about how Knox knocks them out, simply visit KnoxPestControl.com.
Hey there, Eagle Nation. This is William Martin, owner of Southern Exchange Company. We are proud to be the official merchandiser of Georgia Southern Athletics and to be your one-stop shop for all your Eagle gear. Stop in and suit up like the Eagles at our store across from campus on Chandler Road or online at southernexchangecompany.com. Be sure to use our hashtag, #WeAreEagleNation, when you post your pictures and your latest gear from Southern Exchange.
No matter where your travels take you, the mystical waters of Eagle Creek will always bring you home to Southern just one more time. Eagle Creek Brewing Company is located off the Blue Mile in downtown Statesboro on Savannah Avenue. Owned and operated by Georgia Southern alumni, Eagle Creek is a family-friendly, true blue brew pub with authentic brands of handcrafted beers and unique food menu items just as memorable as their brews. Open for lunch, dinner, and tastings Tuesday through Sunday. From our end of the creek to yours, we're Eagle Creek Brewing Company.
Let's be honest, you're pretty awesome. So shouldn't your apartment be too? 111 South offers a luxury off-campus lifestyle even your parents will be jealous of. Featuring private bed and baths, modern furniture and finishes, washer and dryer, full kitchens, 24-hour clubhouse, fitness center, and more. All utilities, even high-speed fiber internet, are included in your rent. We're also home to the pool and lazy river, voted best in the borough. Visit 111south.com. That's O-N-E, the number 11, south.com today. 111 South is proud to be supporters of Georgia Southern Athletics.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
At Georgia Power, we believe our lakes should be filled with water, not trash. That a healthy honeybee population will pollinate a healthier environment. That building homes is just as important as powering them. That's why we believe what we do off the grid is just as important as the clean, safe, reliable, affordable energy we provide on it. And that's a different kind of energy. Visit georgiapower.com/community.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Third and goal at the four. High snap. Wirtz pulls it in. Hands to Kennedy. Down to the two. Down to the one. Stretches for the goal line. Wings up, Eagle Nation. Touchdown, Georgia Southern. That caps off a 13-play drive. Wesley Kennedy from 4 yards out.
Welcome back to Inside Georgia Southern Football with Coach Chad Lunsford.
Wings up, Eagle Nation!
Live from Eagle Creek Brewing Company in Statesboro, here's the voice of the Eagles, Danny Reed.
Inside Georgia Southern Football continues from Eagle Creek Brewing Company on this homecoming Monday as we get set for New Mexico State. On Saturday at 3 p.m. at Paulson Stadium, Eagle tailgate begins at 1 all across the network with Frank, Colin, Terry, and Russ, and then kickoff shortly after 3 p.m. as Georgia Southern looks to get to 5-1 all-time against the Aggies in non-conference play. They've been independent for the last 2 years. Georgia Southern also looking for its third consecutive victory to get to 4-3 overall. Spending a little bit of time talking about Coastal Carolina, a triple overtime victory from last Saturday, 30-27. You can get involved by sending some questions or comments here on Facebook Live. You can also text us at 912-274-3607 or send us a tweet at GS Sports Network. And we'll go right there. From Eagle Talk, Coach, are we getting more players in midseason that could be available for red shirts this year?
You know, we strategically kind of looked at some guys that were, you know, first four games, the next four games, and then the last four games. You know, depending on what the depth looked like at each position, you know, like a Treon Pace, we've played him, you know, the early part of the season, and now, you know, Javon Singletary is kind of doing that. Now, you know, Javon Singletary, he actually played 52 plays in this game last week and did a tremendous job, you know, so he may be a guy that we just, you know, say, you know what, he's playing really well and we're gonna take that red shirt off of him. He's got one more game to play. We're going to play him this weekend, and then we're going to need to make a decision about him. Due to our injuries at the offensive line, we're also talking about bringing a couple guys up now mid-year and get those guys going. You know, the luxury of our signing class this past year is we do have some guys that I think can come on and do it. We got to be smart about it, though. We don't want to put them in situations where maybe they're not mentally ready to do what we need to do, and put them in a bad situation to stunt their growth as growing as football players. But we do have a plan in place for all our guys, and we make sure we communicate it to them and they know exactly what we're expecting.
Question coming from the text line. Joe from Maryland is asking, we wonder if you could comment on what Caleb Hood adds to the offense and if there are any plans to work him in a little bit more after Saturday.
Yeah, you know, Caleb brings speed to our offense. He's a good football player. The thing that we're working with him now is just making sure that mentally he's getting everything down, making sure that he lines up appropriately. One thing about playing offense now, you got to make sure that there's so many things right before the ball even gets snapped. So we're just continuing to kind of grow in those plays. And, you know, he hasn't been bad about this, but, you know, I want to make sure his ball security is right. Because if you watch the plays where he's gotten the ball, he don't hand the ball to the ref. Sometimes that ball's on the ground, and it's very close to being a fumble. But he's working at that every day, and I know he's going to get even better at that. So, yeah, we do have plans for him, but he just needs to keep coming along.
Two other running backs that deserve mention really every game the rest of the year, but especially from what they did this past Saturday. J.D. King goes 22 carries, 84 yards. He had the 14-yarder in the third overtime that set up Wesley Kennedy for the game winner. He ends up with 28 total touches, does Wesley, but on the ground 24 for 117, including those two scores. It's J.D. on the inside. Wesley's doing a little bit of everything. They've elevated the profile of this offense for sure.
Yeah, you know, those guys are really good running backs. And, you know, J.D. Is really coming along. You know, you've seen him from game one to now get even better. And a lot of that I attribute to, you know, he didn't think he was going to be eligible.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's eligible, you know, and now he's continuing to grow. Logan Wright was obviously a good back for us. And so, you know, some of those carries were going to Logan also. Unfortunately, Logan got hurt. The positive side of that is JD was able to get more carries. When you start talking about Wesley Kennedy, you know, I know we missed those first four games, and that was not good for the football team. But you know, I'm not so sure it wasn't good for him, because he's come back with he's always been a competitor. He's always been tough. He's always been a guy we wanted to get the ball to, but that man's in a different zone right now, and, you know, we got to continue to feed him.
His totals over the first two games, 33 carries, 173 yards. That's nearly a six-yard clip, three total rushing touchdowns. He also has three catches for 40 yards, hit him on the wheel route a couple of times these last 2 weeks. But the game-ending play where weren't sure what the flag was at the end. I mean, once we go back and saw that his helmet was ripped off, it was pretty easy to see what the penalty was going to be. But you brought this up earlier. His first instinct was to go hand the ball to the referee.
Yeah, he did a great job. The flag was down. Now, he knew, I mean, because the guy ripped his helmet off. But, I mean, he's holding it. And, you know, he's waiting. And then they give the touchdown sign, and he hands it to the referee. You know, we preach that over and over again, and that tells me, you know, this kid's becoming even more disciplined. The referee gave it back to him for some reason. He went and gave it to his mama. And you know what? You know what? I don't want that to happen in a game, and I'm not going to promote it to our players, but walk-off touchdown, I mean, I'm all right with it.
Walk-off touchdowns, go give it to mama. That's okay.
No question. And he handed it to her. I mean, he didn't toss it or anything. Great ball security.
We'll talk a little bit more about Coastal Carolina, preview New Mexico State coming up a little bit later on. This is Inside Georgia Southern Football from Eagle Creek Brewing Company, presented by Learfield IMG College.
Hey there, Eagle Nation. This is William Martin, owner of Southern Exchange Company. We are proud to be the official merchandiser of Georgia Southern Athletics and to be your one-stop shop for all your Eagle gear. Stop in and suit up like the Eagles at our store across from campus on Chandler Road, or online at southernexchangecompany.com. Be sure to use our hashtag #WeAreEagleNation when you post your pictures and your latest gear from Southern Exchange.
Winning on the field means you put in hours of practice. A winning team works together to produce results. One real estate professional in Statesboro has been a consistent million-dollar producer. That means he has the experience and a winning team to help you. When you think real estate, call Paul. First-time buyers, call Paul. Consider selling, call Paul. Looking for an investment property? You guessed it, call Paul. For all your real estate needs, call Paul Newman at Statesboro Real Estate at 912-489-4433 or visit buystatesboro.com.
Hey there, Eagle Nation. This is William Martin, owner of Southern Exchange Company. We are proud to be the official merchandiser of Georgia Southern Athletics and to be your one-stop shop for all your Eagle gear. Stop in and suit up like the Eagles at our store across from campus on Chandler Road or online at southernexchangecompany.com. Be sure to use our hashtag #WeAreEagleNation when you post your pictures and your latest gear from Southern Exchange.
Banking at Citizens Bank of the South makes managing your finances easy. They offer simple preferences that satisfy your personal requests. You can access all the latest online technology or experience excellent personal customer service at their convenient Statesboro location just off the bypass by Lowe's. Make sure to stop in and see Kevin Harrison and his staff on Commerce Drive and keep listening to Georgia Southern Football. Citizens Bank of the South. Find us in Statesboro, Sandersville, Milledgeville, and on Facebook. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Inspired by a legend, beautiful Eagle Creek flows deep in winning tradition and wanders majestically on campus along the football practice fields. Follow the Blue Mile to downtown Statesboro and you'll find its headwaters on Savannah Avenue, the Eagle Creek Brewing Company. Owned and operated by Georgia Southern alumni, Eagle Creek is a family-friendly, true blue brew pub with authentic brands of handcrafted beers and unique food items just as memorable as their brews. Open for lunch, dinner, and tastings Tuesday through Sunday. From our end of the creek to yours, we're Eagle Creek Brewing Company.
Nothing kicks off your game better than a handful of Georgia Peanuts. Power packed with protein, essential nutrients, and great taste. Georgia Peanuts are the MVP for affordability, sustainability, and nutrition. To score life's touchdowns with recipes and fun facts, check out GAPeanuts.com. The perfectly powerful peanut is brought to you by the family farmers of the Georgia Peanut Commission. Back of the snap. Here's Kennedy breaking left. Kennedy, he's got it! Wakes up, Eagle Nation! Touchdown, Georgia Southern!
Welcome back to Inside Georgia Southern Football with Coach Chad Lunsford.
Wakes up, Eagle Nation!
Live from Eagle Creek Brewing Company in Statesboro, here's the voice of the Eagles, Danny Reed.
And it was Wesley Kennedy from 3 yards out in the third overtime, giving Georgia Southern a 30-27 victory over Coastal Carolina, getting to 3-3 overall, 2-1 in conference play. As we talked about, though, the Eagles go outside of Sun Belt play this Saturday. Homecoming, 3 p.m. at Paulson. It's Georgia Southern and New Mexico State for the sixth time ever. Eagles are 4-1 all time against the Aggies. They defeated them 48-31 last year out in Las Cruces, New Mexico. If you'd like, get involved on Facebook Live. You can also text us 912-274-3607 or tweet us at GS Sports Network. Facebook Live question, Coach, from Jeff. Shy looked rusty when he first came back, but how do you think he is progressing after a few games?
I think he's right on schedule. When we really studied the film this past game, he was pretty sharp. He had a lot of great reads, you know, just making decision-making, you know, really and truly threw the ball well. There was the one throw that was over Colby Ransom's head. You know, we really wasn't on the same page on that one. But everything else he did was, other than putting the ball on the ground that one time, you know, great job by our offense with population and getting on that ball. But he really operated the offense, and I think it's a matter of time. You're gonna start seeing more big plays from him.
And when Russ talked with Raymond Johnson after the double overtime victory at South Al, it was the idea that big players have to step up in big moments. And for Shy, on the 4th and 5 play with the game on the line, he hits Mark for a 20-yard touchdown, which inexplicably was called out of bounds, but then correctly overturned. And then the very next play in double overtime, right back to the same play, another big throw to the back shoulder, and that puts you guys ahead by 7.
Yeah, you know, and it all starts up front, great protection. And, you know, Shy had time to throw it. I'm really ecstatic that Mark was the one that got those opportunities. You know, he's worked his butt off to put himself in position, and you know, for us to give him that opportunity and him to go make back-to-back plays like that, a 4th down play, you know, it's on the line. I mean, it's over if you don't make that play, and he makes it, and then to turn around and go right back to him because he proved what he could do on that play. You know, that was just big and huge for our team.
Another question off of Twitter. Coach, this is from Eric. I know we have several fast skill players, but if the team raced, who do you think would win?
Well, you know, we've got 40 time zone guys. If I had to pick the top three, I'd probably say Najee Thompson, Wesley Kennedy, and Gerald Green. So, and if it depends, if you're running a 40, I'd probably put more on Wesley or Gerald. If you're running 100, I'd go Najee. I hope he's not listening because he gets a big head.
It makes sense to say that he was a state track champion in South Carolina, has the state record in the 200s. That would make a little bit of sense.
Yeah. And then, oh, you know, I got with a guy named Speedy. He can run too. So, you know, we got some guys. We got some guys that can run. So, that's a hard question.
But a good question.
Maybe we'll just race them tomorrow, and I'll come back next week and tell you.
All right. I'm going to go off that a little bit. What about if the coaching staff raced? Who would win that one?
Me. Nah.
Seriously.
I bet Colin can outrun you. Let's see. On the coaching staff.
You can't say AP. You can't say AP or TJ either.
Why?
Because it's not fair.
Well, there's no doubt it's TJ.
That's not fair, though.
All right. So on the field, coaches.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would have to say it's got to be between Coach Owens and Coach Foster. Y'all agree? Hello, Coach Owens.
Okay. How do you think?
We'll race him tomorrow, and I'll let you know next week.
How do you think Foster would feel about knowing that he thinks Lamar's faster than him?
I'd probably say, well, I'm taller than him. I don't know.
All right, I do want to talk about something that took place during the game, and this isn't necessarily football-related, and you can feel free to talk much or a little bit about this as you want to, but the incident at the end of the third quarter, what exactly went down?
We went to the fourth quarter. Nah. So you're talking about Mo Bamba, right? Okay. So we always, and you know, we've been doing this lately at practice, we always bring our guys up, you know, about the 50-yard line when it's getting closer to the end of practice, and we talk about finishing, turning it up another notch, and let's go back to work, and let's finish this thing off right. So we've been doing that in the ball games. Also, just to, you know, just another trigger to go, hey, you know, it's time. It's time to turn it up and finish this ball game. So what happened was defense made a good play on second down. It went to third down. Third down, Mobamba gets played for excitement and juice and all that type of stuff. Well, at the same time, the horn blows and it goes to the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So bringing them up, Mobamba's playing, all the guys get – what do y'all say these days? Lit? Is that what it is? So they get lit and they're jumping up and down. They're dancing. You know, they come up around me. I walk probably too far out on the field. And we got near the hash. We start dancing. Coastal sees it. They come to the hash. They start dancing. There was no trash talk going on. There was nothing. I mean, it was all fun, you know. And I want our guys excited. I want our guys hype. I want our guys. I want them to have fun playing football. They work way too hard not to have fun at the game. You know, could we have probably been closer and on our sideline? Sure. But, you know, they felt like we got a little bit too close and it ended up being a, you know, and if I'm official, maybe I'm looking at it like, you know, I don't really know these two teams and it could have been something a lot worse than it really was. And so they made a decision and, you know, we moved on.
What kind of correspondence have you or the administration have with the league regarding how it was handled?
You know, I know our athletic director. I know he talked to the commissioner. And then I talked with the head of officials today, Steve Shaw. I think we're all on the same page about things. There's areas on my end to clean us up. You know, I think they've talked about how they can clean it up so that it doesn't look like they're taking the fun out of the game. You know, so I think there's fingers to point everywhere on this. And we'll do a better job of it next week, but we'll still get lit.
You sound totally natural saying that, by the way.
Swag like Chad, man.
Oh, so now you like the song.
No. Just kidding, college.
We'll take a timeout. We return. We'll talk with Mark Bichotte and Trevor Vleem, who ironically both had huge games this past Saturday against Coastal Carolina. Then we'll preview New Mexico State. This is Homecoming Monday in Statesboro, and this is Inside Georgia Southern Football on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
A sport injury can stop you in your tracks. Advancement in orthopedic sports medicine allows Optum Healthcare to recognize, prevent, rehabilitate, and manage sports injuries for weekend warriors, school athletes of all ages, and aspiring professionals alike. If you have a sports injury, call and make an appointment today, 912-681-2500. Experience the Optum difference, the official orthopedic provider for Georgia Southern Athletics. Optum Healthcare, a collaboration between Optum Orthopedics and the physician's own Optum Medical Center, Tatnall.
Rural communities are the lifeblood of our great state, producing agricultural products that the rest of the world depends on. Georgia Farm Bureau works to protect and enhance the rural way of life by being a vital part of each community, as well as advocating on the state and national level on behalf of rural Georgians. Help support rural communities with a Georgia Farm Bureau membership. Learn more at gfb.org.
Hi, welcome to the Subway Fresh Value Meal radio ad. How would you like to hear it?
From a game show host?
All right, let's play.
Thanks, Johnny. Our lucky contestants are playing for a Fresh Value Meal with a 6-inch sub. They'll choose from six, including a cold cut combo or Black Forest ham, starting at $6 with a 20-ounce drink and chips. Subway, make it what you want.
Fresh Value Meal sandwiches are prepared in front of you at participating restaurants. Prices and subs included may vary. Additional charges for extras plus applicable tax. No additional coupons or discounts may be applied.
Morris Bank is proud to be the Georgia Southern football season presenting sponsor. We've got a lot of Eagles on our team, so we know what it means to bleed blue. Believe, lead, understand, and excel are our principles which Morris Bank was built. Even though things are constantly changing, our commitment to our customers is stronger than ever. Just like the family feel of Georgia Southern, we still say hello when you walk into any of our locations. Because Morris Bank hasn't forgotten that our customers and communities are what it's really all about. And that's what we mean when we say it pays to bank blue. Morris Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, Eagle fans. For many years, you've heard that Knox knocks them out. Well, that's because it's true. With decades of experience, nobody knows pests and termites like Knox Pest Control. And just like the Eagles' offense, the Knox experts respond with speed. In addition to their soonest possible same or next day service, your satisfaction with Knox Pest Control is 100% guaranteed with pest, termite, mosquito, wildlife, and bed bug control. To learn more about how Knox knocks them out, simply visit KnoxPestControl.com.
At Northland, we do internet. So all the things you like doing, we help you do them online faster. You want to stream, shop, and share? Our reliable high-speed internet lets everyone get online at the same time. Whatever you do, Northland keeps you connected. For a limited time, get our fastest speed up to 100 megs for only $49.99 a month. That's double the speed of our 50 meg internet for the same low price. Limited time offer. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. See kitnorthland.com/offers for full details.
Spirit and style are priority around here. That's why the University Store, the official outfitter of Georgia Southern, offers everything you need to be game day ready. The University Store carries the largest inventory of licensed Georgia Southern apparel, accessories, and Spirit merchandise. Show your spirit with coolers, flags, and chairs. Show your style with polos, hats, dresses, and shoes. Visit us in-store, at our stadium shop, or online at gsustore.com. Show your spirit from tailgate to touchdown with University Store today.
Eagles fans have a lot to be passionate about, like their team and their truck. Whether it's work or play, Ford F-150 makes tough jobs look easy. That's why it's the best-selling truck in Georgia, and Ford F-Series, the number one selling truck in America 42 years straight. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer, official sponsor of the Georgia Southern Eagles. Based on IHS market total, U.S. new vehicle registrations for the standard full-size pickup segment, RYTD, February 2019.
Wirtz looking end zone again. Machaud being out. He got caught it. Another one. Wings up, Eagle Nation. Touchdown, Georgia Southern. Here comes Marable in motion. It's a fake. QB lead. Tackle for loss. Trevor Blee. His second of the game to go along with a fumble recovery.
Welcome back to Inside Georgia Southern Football with Coach Chad Lunsford.
Wings up, Eagle Nation!
Live from Eagle Creek Brewing Company in Statesboro, here's the voice of the Eagles, Danny Reed.
Inside Georgia Southern Football continues from Eagle Creek Brewing Company here in downtown Statesboro on Homecoming Monday as we get set for the Eagles and the New Mexico State Aggies at 3 p.m. from Paulson Stadium. Eagle tailgate begins at 1 o'clock all across the Georgia Southern Sports Network with Frank, Colin, Terry, and Russ. And then it's Georgia Southern and the Aggies in non-conference play before a trip the following Thursday up to Boone, which we will get to next Tuesday. That's a programming note. Next week's show will be Tuesday, 7 to 8 p.m. because of the team practicing on Monday night. We will be here Tuesday, 7 to 8 p.m. to wrap up New Mexico State and preview those App State Mountaineers. But for right now, visit with a couple of Eagles who had a big impact on the victory from Saturday. Give it up for wide receiver Mark Machaud and defensive end Trevor Vleem. Mark, you're closer. We'll start with you. Two touchdown catches, the second and third of your career coming in back-to-back plays in the first and second overtime. The first play, though, a fourth and five from the 20. What's going through your mind when you're realizing that ball's coming your way?
To be honest with you, like when the play was called, it could really win on anybody. So for me, it was just like run hard, and whatever happens, happens. And eventually, like I ran my route. I looked in the air, and I saw it come my way, and it was just second nature. So that was it.
Okay, you're clearly inbounds.
Uh-huh.
For whatever reason, you're called out of bounds.
Yeah.
It's correctly turned to inbounds for the touchdown.
Uh-huh.
But after you're getting up and you're realizing, okay, he said I'm out of bounds, what's going through your mind then?
Honestly, because I made sure. Like, as soon as I caught the ball, I looked at to see where I was, and I knew I had a foot in bounds. So it was just a matter of him just putting his hands up. And then when he like, it's just like you're taking my moment away. Like, why? You know, it's like I wanted it. So, I mean, once they overturned it, I was like, I knew, like, my foot was in bounds. But once they, you know, overturned it, you know, obviously I was excited to be in that position and, you know, do right to the team.
You get another moment, the next play.
Yeah.
Other side of the field, going mm-hmm. the other way against the same defensive back. This yeah. one's a 25-yard touchdown reception to go ahead and double overtime. How'd that compare?
Honestly, like again, I didn't know. It was coming to me. I didn't know. It was just, I heard the play, and it was like, all right, just run your route. And eventually, I ran my route, looked in the air, the ball was coming my way. And at that point, it was just like, do what I've been working for. You know, it's just, I drill it every day. So it was just second nature.
Trevor, you have a career-high 5 tackles, career-high 2 tackles for loss, a fumble recovery in the second quarter. Best game you've had here in Statesboro, I would imagine.
I think so. Yeah.
Nice.
It's just luckily a lot of plays came my way. They could have went to anybody, but luckily they went to me, and anybody on the field is going to make those plays when they come their way. And it just my number happened to get called a lot that night.
Fourth year here, first year as a full-time starter. What has it meant to you to be able to crack into the starting lineup?
It's just been weird. Like my freshman year, I was my redshirt freshman year, second string. Sophomore year, I was second string, and I was like, God, I'm right there. I don't know why I can't, you know, just break the top. And then this year, it was just about winning the position and then just trying to make an impact, not just be on the field, but make an impact. And that's just the mindset that I've tried to carry every day is just don't just be a part of things, but really just try to leave your mark and help your team win. That's all I want to do is win.
You had to feel that you had the ability to do it. You had the sack in the opener against Auburn 2 years ago. So you had to feel that you could contribute, but just getting the opportunity had to be pretty meaningful.
Oh, yes, sir. It's never been a question of, like, can I do this? It's just when's my time coming? So just keep grinding, keep trusting the process. It's coming.
Mark, that philosophy would seem to work well as a wide receiver in an option offense. You don't know when or if your time is going to come. But just to echo that, you go the whole game, those two targets, your only two targets, and you end up with two touchdowns. The mental endurance to be able to go through that, describe that for us.
Honestly, like the way I'm built is just like I'm real technical about everything, you know. So for me, I hate having little like flaws on the field as far as like lining up, making sure I burst off the line, making sure like I had great technique in blocking. So being able to have that mental focus throughout the game to make sure I'm doing those little things right, that's important. And at the same time, like when my number is called, you got to show up. So honestly, it for me, it's not hard trying to focus in and really like be ready for those moments because I've been doing this since, you know, 2016. And I've been patient, so.
Knowing that you have to block as much as you do on the edge, how much pride do you take in that part of your game?
I mean, I take pride in it, like, just as much as running a route. You want to be technique sound. You want to show that, okay, like, you're not going to beat me with the athleticism because I have great technique. And I also have that athleticism to match the athlete in front of me. So it's just like, technique is going to win. All the time.
Trevor, what's your role on this defense?
Just do my 111th, just as everybody does theirs, and just help my team be successful. You know, every play, just get a little bit better, push a little bit harder, just help my team win.
Is that a phrase that you guys specifically use to be your 111th?
No, but it's somewhere that I've heard either throughout high school or seen it, just and it's really stuck with me. Just do your 111th. We do say don't try to be like don't press too hard. Don't try to be a hero. Just do your part. Stay in your gap. Make your plays. Make the routine play when it comes your way. That's something that Coach Sloan says. Just make the routine play when it comes your way. You'll be good.
You know, I think about the journey that both of you have been on. Trevor, I'm going to stick with you because I remember from my very first signing day here hearing about this defensive end that was on his way to Boise State from Midland, Texas, and you end up signing to come to little Statesboro, Georgia, and I know in the early parts of your career, the records weren't very good, but you saw the process through. What has that meant to you?
It's meant everything. And, like, early on in my career, I was like, man, like, I could have went, you know, other places in the country who are going undefeated right now. And it was just – it was really hard to, like, look around and, like, why aren't we good? Because I knew we had unbelievable players. You practice against them every day. And then whenever you get in the game, you play against these players. And you're like, these guys aren't as good as the players I'm playing with in practice. Like, we have unreal players here. And it was just hard to wrap your mind around, like, why do we keep losing games? And then we finally, for whatever change it was, maybe you could attribute it to Coach Lunsford, and we made the coaching change. We started to win a lot of games, and it was just – it was – the highs of, the highs have made everything worth it.
Mark, you're in your fourth year as well, but you went a little bit of a different path. You spent a year in prep school up in Connecticut before making your way down south. Describe that process of finishing at Paramus to go to Avon Old Farms and then come down here.
That process was pretty, like, it was tough because I didn't want to go to prep school, but I had to because my senior year in high school, I got into a car accident and I tore my PCL.
Yeah.
So from there, like, all the offers just went away. So I did that prep school route to get back into recruiting and hopefully get the college for free. And that was a little funky too. I had some pretty, you know, stout offers that I wanted to go to, and they ended up going out the way too. So I want to say towards the end of that recruiting process, I remember Coach Mo, who was here my freshman year, called me, said, "Hey, I'm from Georgia Southern, and we want to bring you down to visit." And I had no clue what he was talking about. So I came down here, and it was a unique experience. Like, it was something different, something that I'm not used to, and eventually committed here and stuck with it.
And now you're the team barber, too.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Yeah. Most definitely.
How long you been cutting hair?
High school. High school is something that that I learned. Just cutting my brother's hair, just cutting everybody else's heads. Just something that I stuck with. It's like a skill. You know, you can never stop learning. So I try to, you know, expand my craft, like, in many different areas.
Trevor? A little more than a week ago, you had a big life event.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Do you want to introduce your bride-to-be to Eagle Nation?
Yeah, that's my my beautiful fiance, Brianna Stewart. You know, she and I are actually about to go to a AIA event to talk about going on a mission trip to Nicaragua this spring break. And after we leave here, we'll go talk about maybe hopefully getting the opportunity to go on this mission trip and provide some clean water in Nicaragua.
All right, we'll finish up with one final question about homecoming. Mark, what has you most amped up about playing this weekend?
Just to play another game because, I mean, it's my senior year. You know, they're coming down real fast. So just being able to just play another game and just enjoy it.
Trevor, it's year four for you, potential to come back for a fifth year. Still, what would this year mean to you for homecoming?
What would homecoming mean to me? Another opportunity to win a game and put ourselves in the driver's seat to do whatever we need to do later on in the season. Just go 1-0 this week.
It was great to watch you guys last weekend. Continued success. Continue to climb that ladder, GAT, this weekend.
Yeah, yes, most definitely.
Mark Bashad, Trevor Vleem. Watch him this Saturday at 3 o'clock against New Mexico State. Coach Lunsford back with us in a moment from Learfield, IMG College.
Your internet provider could give you faster speed. They could give you more data. They just don't. Bullet Telephone is opening the pipe. Now connect 100 times faster with gigabit internet service from Bullet Telephone. Starting at $99.95 a month, you can stream videos, surf the web, and download at amazing speeds. Or if you can't handle that much data. The new gigabit connection from Bullet Telephone. Fastest internet service in Bullet County.
Hey there, Eagle Nation. This is William Martin, owner of Southern Exchange Company. We are proud to be the official merchandiser of Georgia Southern Athletics and to be your one-stop shop for all your Eagle gear. Stop in and suit up like the Eagles at our store across from campus on Chandler Road or online at southernexchangecompany.com. Be sure to use our hashtag, #WeAreEagleNation, when you post your pictures and your latest gear from Southern Exchange.
Winning on the field means you put in hours of practice. A winning team works together to produce results. One real estate professional in Statesboro has been a consistent million-dollar producer. That means he has the experience and a winning team to help you. When you think real estate, call Paul. First-time buyers, call Paul. Consider selling, call Paul. Looking for an investment property? You guessed it, call Paul. For all your real estate needs, call Paul Newman at Statesboro Real Estate at 912-489-4433 or visit buystatesboro.com.
Hey there, Eagle Nation. This is William Martin, owner of Southern Exchange Company. We are proud to be the official merchandiser of Georgia Southern Athletics and to be your one-stop shop for all your Eagle gear. Stop in and suit up like the Eagles at our store across from campus on Chandler Road or online at southernexchangecompany.com. Be sure to use our hashtag, #WeAreEagleNation, when you post your pictures and your latest gear from Southern Exchange.
Banking at Citizens Bank of the South makes managing your finances easy. They offer simple preferences that satisfy your personal requests. You can access all the latest online technology or experience excellent personal customer service at their convenient Statesboro location just off the bypass by Lowe's. Make sure to stop in and see Kevin Harrison and his staff on Commerce Drive and keep listening to Georgia Southern football. Citizens Bank of the South. Find us in Statesboro, Sandersville, Milledgeville, and on Facebook. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Inspired by a legend, beautiful Eagle Creek flows deep in winning tradition and wanders majestically on campus along the football practice fields. Follow the Blue Mile to downtown Statesboro and you'll find its headwaters on Savannah Avenue, the Eagle Creek Brewing Company. Owned and operated by Georgia Southern alumni, Eagle Creek is a family-friendly, true blue brew pub with authentic brands of handcrafted beers and unique food items just as memorable as their brews. Open for lunch, dinner, and tastings Tuesday through Sunday. From our end of the creek to yours, we're Eagle Creek Brewing Company.
It's over! It's over!
Touchdown.
It is Wildwood Life Bowl at Polson Stadium in triple overtime. Wesley Kennedy wins it. The Eagles take down Coastal 30-27. Fire off the cannon. What a win for the blue and white.
Welcome back to Inside Georgia Southern Football with Coach Chad Lunsford.
Wakes up, Eagle Nation!
Live from Eagle Creek Brewing Company in Statesboro, here's the voice of the Eagles, Danny Reed.
Great stuff this week from Trevor Bleem and Mark Machado as we get set for homecoming 2019 between Georgia Southern and New Mexico State, 3 p.m. from Paulson Stadium on Saturday. Eagle tailgate begins at 1 o'clock. Hopefully be back in the lot with some better weather this weekend, but we'll see what Mother Nature has in store as Georgia Southern tries to improve to 5-1 all-time against the Aggies. Coaches, the team we have seen a lot from seeing them not only in the Sun Belt, but playing them last year and winning 48-31 out in Las Cruces. Love to throw the football on offense.
They do. They like to spread the ball around. They like to get it to guys in space and, you know, try to get, you know, big plays. And they'll throw it deep on you. They'll also, you know, get it out there quick, get it to their guys. I do think they got some good receivers. I know the quarterback's pretty good, and you know they do put you in a tough situation if you're not locked down on what they're trying to do, and they go fast.
It would be easy to look at their 0-7 record and say this should be a walkover, but they're prolific on offense. They can throw the ball. They've got two guys with more than 35 catches. They're one of only three teams nationally that can say that. This is a difficult team, regardless of what the record is.
Yeah, no question. You know, and we haven't played our best football game yet, and we're very wrong if we're sitting here trying to look past this opponent. You know, last year when we go out there, they get up on us 14-3, and we have to fight back, and then we get it under control, and then they fight back. So this team plays very hard, and they're dangerous, and we're not going to overlook this one.
Defensively for the Aggies, it's tough to classify them as a 3-4 or a 4-3 simply because they don't really list a second defensive end. They call their other rusher a money position, which is kind of a skill position guy, but he could be a rush end. But it's a defense that numbers-wise doesn't look great, but they're aggressive once they get to the football.
Yeah, they are. They're attacking, and they're aggressive. Against us, they played more of a 4-3 front, hip their outside linebackers off. You know, we're assuming that's probably what they'll go with again. I'm not, you know, obviously week to week we have to be ready for different looks and things that maybe somebody hasn't shown. But that's the way they've played the option in the past. And, you know, so that's what we're kind of working on. But we always have 3-4. We always have 4-3. We always have 4-2 in our practice scripts so that we're ready for anything.
One guy you've got to take account of is their middle linebacker, Javon Ferguson, 6'1", 230-pound redshirt senior out of Baton Rouge. He led the country with more than 13 tackles per game last year. He is currently seventh in the country in tackles per game this year. Just exactly what makes him such a tough matchup? Why is he around the football so much?
Well, he has great instincts, and, you know, he processes really well. You can tell that as soon as something triggers, whatever he's looking at, he gets to where the football is going to be. It looks like to me that he studies the game. He's very well-versed when he gets out there.
All right, real quickly, homecoming in Statesboro, always a special time of year. What's special about it for you and this team?
Lots of times in homecoming, that's when you get your former players back and you get a lot of alumni back. And, you know, it's just it's a lot of just getting back together type of stuff. And it's really cool because we'll have a lot of our former players coming around the building and, just be around our guys and they can tell stories. And, I mean, it's cool to reminisce on things and then, you know, talk about what we're going to do in the future.
3 o'clock Saturday, Georgia Southern versus New Mexico State. We'll be live at 1 all across the network. Appreciate the time tonight. Best of luck this weekend. We'll catch up with you.
Thank you, Danny. G-A-T-A.
Head coach Chad Lunsford leading his 3-3 Georgia Southern Eagles into battle at Paulson Stadium on Saturday against New Mexico State. Again, it's the sixth all-time matchup. This will be the back end of the home-and-home contract since New Mexico State did make the move as an independent in 2018. But as we mentioned, Georgia Southern 4-1 all-time against New Mexico State. Last time they met here in Statesboro was a 35-27 Aggie victory. Ironically, that was a homecoming game as well, as was the matchup in 2015. But a year ago out in Las Cruces at Aggie Memorial Stadium, Georgia Southern with the 48-31 victory thanks to a couple of rushing touchdowns each from Logan Wright and Wesley Kennedy. Kennedy, in fact, had 16 carries, 97 yards with those two scores in his first official game as a running back. Kendall Vildor also had an interception from Josh Atkins in that game. Eagles overall forcing 3 turnovers. This is homecoming week in Statesboro. As we close things out, we do remind you the theme for homecoming in Statesboro this year, Cirque du Southern, all week long painting the campus blue, the Penny Wars, sidewalk chalk, the homecoming parade taking place over on Sweetheart Circle coming up on Friday, the investiture ceremony on Friday morning where Dr. Kyle Marrero will be introduced officially as the 14th president of Georgia Southern University, that coming from the office of the president. You can be involved in that by going to Hander Fieldhouse, and tickets are still available for homecoming. All you have to do is call 1-800-GSU-WINS or visit gseagles.com/tickets to watch Georgia Southern battle New Mexico State for homecoming 2019. Special thank you again to head coach Chad Lunsford, Mark Bichotte, and Trevor Vleem. For Colin Lacey and Wide Sykes back in our studios, this is Danny Reed, hoping to see you at Paulson Stadium this weekend as Georgia Southern takes on New Mexico State. 3 o'clock kick, we're live at 1. This is Eagle Football on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Get after that. Keeping my foot on the gas. Trying to secure me a bag. No, I got a swag like Chad. 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 On the Georgia Southern Sports Network, live from Eagle Creek Brewing Company, Inside Georgia Southern Football with Coach Chad Lunsford has been brought to you by Morris Bank, it pays to bank blue. Ford, go further. And by Statesboro Transfer. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Georgia Southern Sports Network.